Yes, Tina.
Hi, Lori. So for the appointments, they said it's still under Samuelson Boy, but they sent you an email on March 20th to reset the password so you can get in. Do you want to go back in your email from March 20th and see if it's still there, or should I just have them send you a fresh one?
Just have them send me a fresh one, because right now my tablet's not working. I have to wait for the battery to die in order for me to...
No problem.
I can check in here, too. I mean, I might have it in my laptop, but nothing's working half the time. My laptop won't work until it's... Unless it's plugged in, the battery, you know.
Okay.
So I have to keep it plugged in. So I'm gonna see if my email comes to this here on my laptop.
Okay.
Otherwise,
so
you know, I won't be able to get it.
I'm gonna copy and paste the link that they sent me, because they sent me. You can log into your appointments by clicking on, and it's app.visita.com/login, but I don't want you to write all that down. I'm going to send it to you in an email. And then it says your email to log in is thesamuelsonsboy@gmail.com, and then they're resending you the link to reset the password. So you should be all good to go once you can.
Now, will they give me time? Because I can't, I got to wait for that battery to die and start all over again, because it won't even let me turn it off. And I'm like, this is stupid. The thing is acting up, and I'm like, why does this always happen to me? Always. I'm like,
right.
I have to start fresh with another one again. And I mean, I got to start fresh with get a new laptop, new tablet, new everything. And it's like, good Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
See, this is how my life is, like, all the time. And people are like, I couldn't do it. And I'm like, right? I'm getting frustrated, too.
Yes. I'm just sending
because everything happens
please
like
resend
that.
The email for her to reset the password.
Steve who? Not Steve K.
No, it's Steve Lyons is the one that works on the website.
Oh,
I know.
God,
I wish
back?
Anna Kenny came back. He was the best. He was the best.
You know,
so.
That's why I said, you know, you're just like him, you know. Oh, I don't know if that's a compliment or not. But
no, I love Cam.
You know, you two are like it because you guys were always good to talk to, and I always like to work with the same people, you know.
Yes.
I always work with him, too. He knew it. He always knew, nope, I'm always working with you because I know how you are.
Yes, exactly. So. Well, good. I'm happy that I'll get that other email out to you today. So you definitely have time because, you know, once it dies and everything and you fire it up, even if it doesn't get in until, you know, tomorrow or Wednesday, just look at the emails that were sent from today, which is April 10th. So go back to Monday and you'll see the email in there for them to you to reset the password so that you could go in and get your appointments. Okay.
All right.
Okay,
I'm going to see if I can get it right here on my tablet. If I can, I'm not sure.
Into the email, we can wait and we can go back to the ones from March 20th and see if it's there, because I just sent him the notification to resend it, and I don't know if he's in a meeting, if he can resend it right this second, or if it's going to take him, you know, an hour or so. But if not, he did send it on March 20th.
Okay. I'm not sure if I... I'm going
to
see if I can...
I wish he could just reset the password just so that you wouldn't have to, you know?
Because I might be having problems on this thing. God, I don't know. What the hell?
Here, let me try. Because on the form, it says email... And then it says forgot password ? So maybe I could try to go in and reset it for you. Give me a second here.
Because I am trying on my laptop and I can't even get the thing to.
I'd rather just reset it for you. That way you can get in, you know. So let's see.
I can't get into my email. This is stupid. Okay, here's inbox. Oh, you know what? Nope. This is a whole new one, I guess. Crap. No,
Samuelsonboy@gmail.com. It's a whole new email.
No. That one's still good on my tablet, but on my laptop, I'm gonna have to add that to this. I think.
Okay.
If I can do it. This one's a little more difficult on this laptop because it's like someone gave me this one here, and it's like, you know, still has her in it with it, so I got to go through, you know, I got to go search server and still clock her in too.
So I was able to send you the email so that you can reset it, which is good, so I don't have to wait on Steve for that.
Because, oh, but you can't reset it for me then, okay.
No, because what it said when I clicked the box is it said, check your mailbox. If there is an account associated with SamuelsonBoy@gmail.com, you just received an email with a link to reset your password. So it doesn't give me the access to it because I'd have to go into your email and do it from there. So it resent the link to you so that you can reset it, if that makes sense.
I don't know if it's going to, well, I mean, I always just give people my email address. I've got nothing to hide in that one. There's nothing dirty, no nothing in that thing. There's just boring stuff. I'm like, there'd be nothing I'd worry about for anybody to see. I mean, you could see hundreds of them and it wouldn't matter. Because this one doesn't work right. My laptop doesn't even work right.
Okay.
It takes me forever. And then if I go in, I don't know it. And it's slow. I got, you know, it's supposed to be good internet. It says you got fast speed and I pay $70, but it's still slow as molasses.
Wow.
But you know, a lot of people are having that problem.
How old is the tablet? I wonder if it's the tablet and not the internet. Do you know how old the tablet is?
Well, the tablet is a Samsung. No, that's fairly new. It's the laptop I'm having problems with right now because it's so damn slow.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to see if I can get this email right here. Oh, same thing. Oh, yeah, I don't have it then. I might have to add it in here. Because I did have, in order for me to come in here, you know, it wouldn't let me do it at first. And I'm like, this is stupid, add an email. But, you know, and so I might have to do that. I might have to see if I can add that in there. Because my Amazon comes up real good in there, so I don't know. I don't know why my email won't.
Yeah, but the good news is that I sent you the link now so that when you are able to reset it, you can go in and see if someone booked an appointment with you, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I have something charging right now. It's a smaller tablet, you know? It's really a smaller one. But, you know, if I can get in and get it to work, you know, that might be good. Because, like I said, I'm getting tired of having difficulties with everything that... you know?
I know. So. Over the last, 6 months, you've had to change your email like 3 times. Your internet's been going out. You've had to change your phone number. I feel so bad. I mean, that's a lot in a short time, you know?
Uh-huh. That's what I told you. See, it's only Lori this stuff happens to.
Oh.
Everybody knows that, too.
Yeah.
It's like, why is it, you know? It's like, what did I ever do? I don't know. It's very frustrating because bad things are always happening to me.
Yeah.
You know, not a day goes by.
I
don't have to worry about something.
Really bad, I always say that they can only go up from here, you know?
Except mine never goes up.
Oh, my God.
Mine stays right there.
But you
on that beaten
so
path, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't see me at night when I go to bed. I can't
really sleep
sometimes, or I just lay and cry or whatever it may be, you know? And I'm like, I'm getting tired of this crap. I'm really getting tired of it.
Yeah.
You know? And I just don't understand. Why is it always me, you know? It's like, good grief. You know?
Yeah.
It's like it never fails. If something's going to be coming out good, oh, good Lord, God must be, devil or somebody must be stepping in and said, nope, you can't get there.
Right? Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you know? I mean, at least we're having better weather. But then it brings all the mud for the dogs to bring in the mud.
Yep.
You guys don't have that problem, though, do you? The mud? Bringing in your dogs, bringing in mud?
No, we had a lot of rain in Southern California that we weren't used to. So when it was raining, I didn't take the dogs to the dog park thinking it would be all muddy. But once the sun came out, I thought, you know, it's been out for like half a day. I think I'll go down there and just take my chances. And good enough, like they would play in the grass and they weren't getting muddy. I was like, wow, it seems to, I don't know if we have good drainage systems around here or what, but all that rain, like it didn't last that long as far as the mud goes, you know? So.
And here it was like everywhere. I mean, our basement even leaked because it rained so much here. The snow was melting and then it rained on top of the snow and it's like, really?
Oh man. That would be a lot of work because I take my dogs out several times a day. That would be a lot of work if they got muddy each time to have to like clean them all off. That's a lot. That's
clean
hard.
Them all off. I have to clean the carpet.
Oh no, clean the dogs and the carpet. Oh, that's a lot.
Because
wow.
I try to stop them, you know, when they come in, right? But they just run, you know, and you try to grab them and it's like, okay, I let more than one out at once, you know, and it's hard to grab them, you know.
Yeah, my son's dog did that one day. I take it back. I did get some mud in here. She came running in from the park and he let her in and she ran and she jumped right on my bed. And it wasn't a lot, but you could see I had white sheets that on the sheets that all that dirt from her paws got on my bed. And I told my son, really, this is a lot of work to have to take this all off and rewash it just because you couldn't be careful, you know? Like, come on. But
well, because we really,
thing. She got
yeah.
so excited to be home, she just ran right by him, you know?
Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. It's like you don't think about it either. You just think, oh, they're happy to come in and then, you know, and whatnot,
yeah.
you know, kind of thing. And it's like, and it's hard to just grab them, you know? I mean, and they're big dogs. They're hard to just grab and hold on to. It's like, no, they want to get in. And I got wooden floors on the front porch, but they make it seem to manage to still, you know, not let their feet dry fast enough to get to the white carpet.
Right. Yeah.
Luckily, it's waterproof. It's a waterproof carpet on the white one, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
that
I can
is
easily
really good.
Get that up. But now the carpet in the living room is not. And it's not, and I'm supposed to have somebody come and help me pull it up, but I don't hear back from them. And I'm like, you said this the beginning of this month, and it's, you know, and it's here, you know? It's like, when?
Yeah, I got vinyl floors put in a couple of years ago, and it's so great for animals because if they do get mud in, I can just mop it up, you know, or the same thing with if, you know, one of them has an accident on the floor, I can, you know, mop it up and then put some Clorox wipes on it and make sure it's all sanitized. Mm-hmm. And I like it so much because it's so much easier because, you know, back when I had carpet, it would get stuck in the padding. And, you know, even after I'd shampoo the carpet, I could still tell, you know. So
mm-hmm. I know,
yeah.
But it's like a vinyl floor. Isn't it slippery for them? Don't they slide around when they're running?
It is. It's funny because my one dog, he likes it if I throw the ball around and he'll go get it, like even in the living room. And if I throw mm-hmm. it like far, he'll like try to take off, but his legs are moving faster.
Just stopping.
Yeah, and it's like it looks like he's ice skating or something for a minute because he's. And then he'll
you know catch his front. I know this sounds so mean, but I kind of do that for entertainment sometimes.
Oh, it is
and
so
I
pick funny.
The floor and I say, I feel like throwing this ball in the kitchen now.
Yeah,
I want to watch
funny.
It slide. I want to watch it slide too. And I'm like, I know it's mean, but it's like, it makes me entertained for a little while.
Yeah, no, it's not mean because they get exercise. Hey, if he has to slide around a little bit before he runs, then that's good. He's still burning off some steam, you know.
But they could get hurt. See, they could get hurt, you know, and then slide and then land on their hips too. And see,
because yeah.
my dog did that once, and I'm like, oh no, are you okay, Jonah? You know, so I do have to watch that too, you know, because they can get hip dysplasia if they fall on their hips, you know. So
yeah,
I do
got to
watch that. So
yeah,
that's why I
know,
say sometimes it's mean, but I kind of like, I'd want to do it anyways just once.
Yeah.
Like, I'm naughty because what happens if he does hurt himself? You know, they do hurt themselves and then it's not funny anymore. So it's like, okay.
Yeah. I think something like that could have happened to my dog because he got up the other day when he was running after the ball and he like took a step on his back right leg and it like gave in and he was like kind of like hobbling on three legs for a minute. And I didn't know if he pulled something in his hip or if he stepped on something. Cause I was like, oh no, he's like limping and I was all upset. And then when I looked at him, he started like walking normal again. So it, I think maybe he stepped on something.
I could just see it now. Yeah. I could just see it now. Going to the vet. It's my fault. I wasn't wanting to be entertained, so I threw it in the kitchen.
It's my fault.
And I wanted to watch my dog slide around.
That's so
I could
funny.
Just see it now. You
yeah,
know?
It's like, okay. I don't care if it's your fault or the dog's fault. Here's the bill. You're the one paying for it.
She's like, she's going to say, like, don't do that again.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they'll ask you, why did you do that?
Yeah, why did you do that?
I know, that's probably, you know, because I know that, you know, I did, my dog did get hurt one time in a dog park. He went off taking, you know, playing down here with another dog. And I heard this yelping, and I didn't know it was my dog. And I'm like, okay, you know. And I said, no, he'd come, you know, if he was hurt, you know. But we kept yelling, and I keep hearing this yelp. And I'm like, so I get closer, I'm like running, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's my dog.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, baby, you know, you okay? He had to go to the vet.
Mm.
And it was damaged. And that's when he had to do therapy. He had to do therapy and everything.
Wow.
I felt so bad, and they said, "No, massage it, and then here, do this. You know, if you can get him into the pool, or you know, in a pool." And I said, "Oh, good, thank God, we got a pool." And I said, "Okay, you know, just the dog, you know, just a big enough for the dog to swim in, you know, the 3 foot or whatever, you know, or 4 foot, whatever it is." And you know, and I says, "Okay, that's good exercise for the dog, you know, for the leg. It's good therapy for the dog." And I said, "Okay, good, you know." So I thought, all right, and then I'm supposed to move it sometimes too, you know, move it.
Yeah.
You pull it out in and out, like, you know, with, you know, and massage it like that. And I said, okay, you know, and I thought, oh gosh, you know, and I said, I'm so sorry, baby, that this happened to you. And then, you know, make sure he stays off his feet. And I'm like, have you met the boy? I says the only way you can keep him off his feet. I says all I do is stretch in my bed in the middle of the night, and he jumps up, thinking that I'm ready, and then like he's ready, and I'm like, dude, lay down. I'm going nowhere.
Exactly.
You know, I said that you're talking to a dog like that. There's no way he's gonna just stay off his feet. You know?
Right.
And I'm like, the only way you're going to stay, you know, is he's sleeping all the time. And I says, I don't want him to sleep the whole time either.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Lori, I have to go only because I have some calls stacking up in my queue. But I sent you the link. Hopefully, when you get on your tablet later, you can get into your email and reset it. But I did send it to you. So now you have the login, and then the phone number on the website will be fixed shortly, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a great week.
You too.
Thank you, Lori. Bye.